All right, all right, all right. We're here. Welcome to episode 118 of Whiskey, Wine, and Moonshine. I am one of your co-hostesses, Miss Think Pretty Smart. Along with me, I have Lady Buddha and returning ever pole she was wrapped around, Lady Sojo Verdad.
I like Lady Sojo.
Mm-hmm. Lady Sojo. Oh, try that. Oh yeah. Ha ha. Look at me doing new.
So good.
How y'all doing?
We're good.
We're great.
Oh, thank you, Lady Buddha, for some enthusiasm.
I am great.
Everybody have a good week or having a good week so far? Good weekend?
So far, so good.
What's so good about it, Sojo?
I'm getting back to healthy.
Okay.
You can say, oh yeah, to that.
Well, that's always pleasant. So, would you have the cooties or?
It was a sinus infection, but then it just turned into like a whole bunch of other stuff. So, I still have a cough, but I feel fine. Like, I feel like myself again.
That's good. We look forward to a healthy Sojo. I mean, still ratchet, but you know, it's a more spirited ratchet when you're.
So I can have more energy to entertain you all.
I feel like entertaining is a far bridge to cross. I feel like outrage is the word.
Don't act like 5 minutes ago, I did not give you good entertainment.
And again, I say outrage is the only word that starts with a vowel that I think is appropriate at this time. Anyway, Lady Buddha, how you doing, boo?
I'm fantastic.
Have you been drinking? Because
not yet. Not yet. Y'all know, I told y'all the last show, I left my job, and I've been finishing up the separation process. You know, I'm still have a couple of little things left to do, but it's actually kind of amazing to see how much of a toll, like I knew, but to see when you don't have the weight on you anymore, I just feel different. I relate to people differently. Like everything is different. I'm like, oh, it's a great day. You know,
your
I'm
Twitter looking. Avatar looks happy. Like when you look down the timeline, you're smiling.
It's true. And it's like, I'm back to some of my old, I used to say things like on Facebook, it's a marvelous Monday on tap. And I started doing that. And the day that I did that, Facebook memories told me that I used to do that. You know, it showed me, oh, on this day in, you know, October 29th, whatever the day was, you said marvelous Monday. It was the same thing. I was like, oh, yeah, see, I remember this person, and it was before that job. So so it's just, you know, I have some space to be myself, and it really feels different. So it's good.
Well, that's good. I'm happy for you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Wind beneath a bunch of other people's wings, because that seems to be the theme lately, you know, just being fed the hell up and, you know, following your bliss, whatever that may be.
Yeah, somebody came on my blog after to say that she listened to the show and had read the blog, and you know, she was really glad to listen to it, and it confirmed some things, you know, and, you know, she's not able to move just yet, but that, you know, it was the right time to hear the message.
And we got planting seeds. You were planting those seeds.
Well, we got another message from a friend of the show who said the same thing. I don't know if we could. Can we say who it was?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because, you know, he fancy, you know.
May not be ready. Yeah. So at any rate, yeah, because he would just put it on the timeline. But at any rate, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we got a couple of people that, you know, just kind of send us back channel messages just to say they're listening and they appreciate it. So,
and I would like to take this time to say, if you've sent those back channel messages, it's sort of like, you know, when you have an argument with somebody in public and then they want to apologize in private. You know, I mean, you could say shout outs in private and everything, but go on over there and hit that five-star
review. Five-star review, yes.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
You can leave it as friend of the show.
Right. If we inspiring greatness and movement and stuff, help us help some sisters out. You know what I mean?
Well, we do have 5-star reviews. Y'all know that, right?
Let's hit it. You know, I don't know.
Okay, well, I didn't pull it up, but hold
on. While she's pulling that up, did you guys dress for Halloween this year?
I did not dress in a costume. I went to a masquerade ball, which is, it wasn't like, like buying a costume, but it was like, like your mask, your little like Mardi Gras type mask thing.
So I discovered,
I said, that's cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot
of fun. It's cool in theory, but I discovered just this Halloween actually that I don't like face coverings on other people. It freaks me. I don't know. It just freaks me out. And I never really paid attention because up until this year, well, last year we did go to a Halloween party and there wasn't as much face painting and face masks. But this year there was, and it was really off-putting for me. Like, just, I didn't like it at all. Like,
was it in character? Like, was it a clown and you had issues with clowns?
Well, or no, like... I don't have issues. Well, yeah, I don't really like clowns all that much either. But, like, people who had on full masks, like there was this one guy at a table beside our table, and his head was in my direction. Kimba Fuzz, friend of the show, was sitting there with me, and we both were like, yo, like, why won't he turn away? This is so not funny because we were like, is he someone maybe we know? And then there were just other people in similar situations or fully painted faces. And I didn't like that. I didn't like that
at all. I'm feeling like what you're describing is like the bank robber mask.
Yes.
Like
those things. Or even, what's the name of that movie where they came back from Vietnam and robbed the bank?
Damn it, I can see
their president.
Presidents. Yes.
Yeah, I don't. And I only noticed that.
That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about like the cute, like, not the bank robber mask. Like what Buddha, what you had on it, had as your profile picture.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was when we podcasted 2 years ago for American Horror Story.
Getting stared at with the bank robber mask. That is scary.
It's just not cool, and I don't want to do that again. Like, I don't want to be at a party where that's acceptable. I mean, y'all is real.
Your social outings.
Yeah, I know. Goodness. Whoa.
But aside from that, Halloween was cool. My costume.
Was that anyone that heard that?
What? And I think you were. I was going to say Halloween was cool. My costume was a hit. I was either.
Why is her costume versatile?
I know. I can't even. Like, I don't even.
Either a hooker on the street or.
So in my mind, I was a retro Pan Am stewardess, and that's what people over a certain age thought. However,
I saw that picture.
I was also the catch me if you can with my girlfriend's cousin because he was there and he didn't have a real costume on. So they're like, oh yeah, he must be Ben Affleck or whatever guy was in that movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. And then some other chick said I was Britney Spears from. A music video, which I didn't even know. Right. And I was like, girl. And then I told her, I was like, yeah, somebody said, catch me if you can or whatever. She's like, oh yeah, we had to watch that movie in my psychology class earlier this semester. And I was like, little girl, and we were in the bathroom at a restaurant. I was just like, you know what? Shut the fuck up. How about that? But ladies, what I discovered was much like high heels are a tool to oppress women, so are Halloween costumes. And let me tell you why. Because I bought my costume in a size large. That shit was still too short.
Because they want you to, right? Because the Halloween costume thing now is now short
and tight. Role play.
Girl, I am not.
That's not for Halloween.
That's not for going out. It's for staying in for Halloween.
Exactly. It's costuming.
You can't do the
cosplay at home.
You can't do the WAP when your skirt is crawling up your ass.
Sir, would you like some extra peanuts?
I That was not my. I was there strictly for the costumery. Okay.
And the devices are here, and here.
Oh my God! Y'all doing too much. So let me bring it back to the family show.
Sojo, that's her.
I didn't go out
all day, haven't you, Sojo?
No, but I forgot my beverage. I'm gonna have to excuse myself in a minute to go. I went and got the pick a six pack thing from Publix.
Yeah,
and I forgot to bring it upstairs, so I'm gonna excuse myself in a minute to go get it. But I guess I need to read the reviews first, huh?
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Wait. So I stayed home. And actually, last Halloween we were on a honeymoon, so we.
Oh, that's right.
So this is kind of we were at home this time. The kids were out trick-or-treating, and we, were just home answering the door. And it was really cute. So a lot of people, this is kind of a smallish neighborhood, so I think people from nearby neighborhoods came. But it was a lot of toddlers and really young kids who were, like, learning how to say thank you, that sort of a thing. So it was really cute. And then it would be, like, older siblings and parents and it was really family. It was really sweet. So it was actually very encouraging to kind of be on the other side to see, everybody in a joyful mood, really, and just kind of trick or treat. And, Blue would be like, Happy Halloween. And they'd be like, Happy Halloween, all cheerful. It was nice.
So you guys live in, as they talked about on Blackish, the good candy community.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if trick-or-treaters came by here because whatever, I don't really. I did buy Kit Kats, the full-size Kit Kats to give away. And then
No, you already told us you bought them for you.
Right. Don't lie. We already had this conversation.
I bought them from the Halloween section. Thank you. Don't hate.
All right.
I deliberately decided to be the bad candy lady because the kids in my neighborhood, they're mostly okay. We have like young kids, but we also have a bunch of teenagers, and so they will hit. If you got the good candy, they'll come back to your house again. So
stop. They come twice.
Yes, and they're not bad kids. They're funny when they come, and as a joke. But I'm like, yo, okay, I'm tired of y'all ringing the doorbell for more candy. So anyway, I decided to get like the bad candy, like the church lady butterscotch.
I wonder why you did that. Okay.
So hateful.
It worked.
I guess so. Why would they waste their time coming back to that?
The words gets out.
So funny.
Oh, I do want to say, speaking of candy, that one of my girlfriends did something really cool with her oldest son. That so he did get his candy or whatever. And I don't know if they went to a party or trick or treating. I'm gonna assume they went to like a trusted party because I'm pretty sure she wouldn't let him eat stranger people candy. But she had him count out, sort his candy in different types, count them out, graph them. She turned this shit into a lesson.
Amen.
I was like, a teachable moment, girl.
Teachable
go ahead.
Moment.
Mm-hmm. Don't waste it.
Yep.
As long as she let him eat it. I had some, one year I had a friend who went on this, well, they always go on stupid, obsessive, whatevers, but it was supposed to be a pay it forward moment. And so her child went trick or treating, but then had to pay it forward by giving the candy to the classmates the next day.
Oh yeah, I've heard that before. They had to, I've heard of kids having to give half of it away.
Not half of it, all of it.
Oh
wow.
Yeah, but if I told you who that was, then y'all would understand. But yeah, so.
I just wonder, like, it's kind of.
Yeah.
Well, some people make their kids, select toys to give away before the holidays.
But that's not.
Not all of them. I mean, some people are extra. So if it's not who I think it is, you're gonna expect some extra there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know the person, but you don't expect.
I don't know who you think it is.
Narcissistic personality.
Oh, never mind. I got it. All right, we're there.
Do we have our whatchamacallit?
The reviews? Yes.
Okay.
All right, so first one is from Mudro. He says, hey, booze.
Oh, whoa. I think we read that one.
Last week? Oh, I
She
forgot
probably ain't
the
listened to the show. That's what that is.
reason. That's what that is. Told it yourself. Keep going. Read it again. No, read it again. It was short.
Fuck y'all.
I'm not afraid to cut you back, so keep it up.
I know, Pisces. Anyway, LaShonda says, ladies, I've been listening for a while. First heard you on the Black Guy Who Tips. I can't believe I had not given you a five-star review. The five-star review you richly deserve. I've
Girl,
enjoyed.
Yes.
Right. We'll accept that. I've enjoyed having the option of an all women of color podcast to listen to. Your discussions around current events, pop culture, and discovering your purpose and passion outside of the hamster wheel that can be work has really encouraged me to get out of my own way and reach for my goals. Keep up the great work. So thank you, LaShonda.
Thank you.
Yes.
Why are you echoing though, Sojo?
I don't know. Boom. But I will use this moment to work on my echo and go get my gluten-free beer.
Okay.
Don't talk bad about me while you're gone. I got you.
Well, actually, speaking of drinking, I did have a mango Rita because why not? And yeah, I got to tell you, I am not a drinker anymore. So that is a truth that I have to now come to terms with.
All right. Come to terms with it.
Yeah.
What you going to do to come to terms with it?
I'm drink less.
Okay.
Because I had already lost really the taste for, I wouldn't really come home very often and have wine. Well, for the most part, I'm tired. So there's that. But, you know, I didn't even have the desire to try new wines or anything.
I lost my taste for drinking maybe 8 months ago. I don't know if it's age or.
My age as the oldest one.
Oh, and the one who started drinking right before 40, where we were like, wait a minute, this is extra port.
Yeah. Okay, is that you pouring your beer? What's happening?
Actually, yes.
Okay, mute. So
I'm about to be 40, so I do what the hell I want to do.
Listen up, but I'm still the eldest, so you listen to, you respect
you
your...
You can't tell me what to do.
Okay, ladies, let's calm it down.
Let me tell y'all a secret. The podcast listening audience is secret. So when we were teenagers, my mom actually asked me, why can't you be more like Buddha?
Oh, no, that's probably true. That's,
It was true.
And it really was true, so I made it my life's mission.
Did your mama really know her, or how'd that work
out?
Yeah.
Our moms work together.
So what you're saying is Lady Buddha was a goody two shoes.
That's what she thought.
Mm-hmm.
That is what the prevailing opinion was. Whether it was true or not is different.
Until they asked you to do something at graduation, and you said, "I'll think about it. I'll consider it."
The hustle is exposed, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know who's really the innocent one, and I believe that would be one Miss Smart. So heavy is the crown, boy, I tell you. Anyway, surely we have some things that we said we were going to discuss, but
I wanted to share that letter that I mentioned to y'all.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead with that. Get that.
So this is from Aaliyah S. King, who is a writer, and I still follow her on Twitter. And she's somebody that kind of watched from afar and watched her career do a lot of interesting things. So when we were just chatting about, when is it time to leave your job and do something else, or, when is it time to move on from whatever the situation is, I just happened to see this post from her, and she wrote this a couple of days ago, and it said, how do you walk away from your dream job? A year ago, I was hired to be the entertainment editor at Ebony Magazine. The past year has been filled with working among amazing people like my shiro, Mitzi Miller, and my mentor of 20 years, Kierna Mayo. For a solid year, I worked hard to get this magazine out every month, trying to push the envelope and bring edginess and forward-thinking concepts to the brand. And then, quite honestly, it stopped being the awesomest job ever for one reason only. I'm a writer. I started becoming jealous when I had to assign stories to other writers and edit their work. I've been itching to write full-time for months, but I just didn't know how I could walk away from a plum position with security and stability. But when your gut tells you what your next move is supposed to be, you have to go with it. I'll be working with my Ebony family for a few more weeks, and then I return to my roots. I'll be writing full time again. Where will you see my work? Everywhere, I hope. I'll be starting as a columnist for TheRoot.com, producing fun content over at BET, and dropping a few essays over at Jezebel. And super excited about something I'm cooking up for Marie Leggett over at The Curvy Fashionista. In addition, I have a book in the chamber that must see the light of day. Working a day job meant that finding time to work on my fiction became more and more difficult. So this month, I'll be finishing up my third novel and sending it out to publishers. Am I scared? Hell yeah. I don't know how all of this will play out. I might regret walking away from the stability and security of a full-time job, but I know this, at my heart and at my core, I am a writer, full stop. That's who I am and what I do. When you're lucky enough to know precisely what you're supposed to do in this world, you have no choice but to do it.
I love it.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, I wonder though, how much of her moving from writing into the editor role is her assuming that she had to quote unquote move up. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times you'll find somebody, and it happens a lot in education, where you'll have like a really great teacher and it's assumed that they want to be an administrator. And they even have that expectation on themselves that, oh, you know, I must want to do more when they may be completely, completely happy doing what they're doing.
Because it's the outside defined definition or the outside definition of what success means. What does making it actually mean? Like you use the education as an example. You know, there's so many different, you know, facets to education. But when we were coming up, it was, oh, well, being an assistant principal or a principal is you making it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it could
but
be
now let me ask y'all this stuff real quick. When you were in school, did your principals teach any classes or vice principal teach any classes?
You mean in college or you?
No,
mean,
no, like in high school.
No.
Okay. I vaguely recall, and I have to check with my classmates, but I vaguely recall our vice principal, this black guy, teaching a class.
I do know of, I have worked in a lot of school districts that I visit where the assistant principal taught at least one class. And actually one of the principals, in fact, my principal, he didn't teach while he was my principal, but earlier in his administrative career, he was teaching one class at the high school level.
Okay.
And I think it's something that should be practiced more. That's all I have to say about
that. If the person is a good educator. Because the other thing is, you know, some people are really great administrators or great whatever, you know, the higher step, but not really great at the step that they consider below, like the stepping stone step, if you know what I mean.
But I think that, and not just principals, forget the principal part of it, but even like people who make educational policy and decisions who are very far removed from the classroom, I think at least, even if you're not teaching for an entire year or semester or, you know, whatever, they should be required to come back into the classroom just to see what it's like to implement some of the decisions.
Oh, yeah, I firmly agree on that. I mean, even we go back to this video, I wonder if, because I mean, you know, how much of some people's opinions is that it's based on getting caught up in this idea that kids are horrible. I mean, more horrible than they were before. And, you know, and if you're not in the classroom, like I actually made a conscious effort because I think I had told you guys before that, you know, I hadn't seen any of my Facebook friends saying crazy things. And I dug a little deeper. And while for the most part, it wasn't any of them saying it, there were lots of people, oh, you don't know how these kids are today. And then I go look at their LinkedIn profile because I'm petty like that. And they are, I don't know, consultant with one of the big consulting firms. And they never don't have anything, not even a volunteer point in a school on their record. But they know how kids are today. Okay, girl. All right.
Right.
So. Mm-mm. Anyway, anything else on that?
Oh, yeah. I did want to just share one more thing, which is a program. I mentioned that a long time ago, and so I tried to get you to try, but I don't know if you ever did. But it's Shailene
Was it a 30-day?
Johnson has a 30-day
See?
program called Push.
I know,
What?
girl. Let it
No, I asked you, was it a 30-day something? And then you said 30-day, whatever. You know my 30-day
Yeah, because I know you don't
problems.
like them.
I know.
Yeah,
I can't do it. It's not that I don't like them. I don't have that completion
well,
gene.
and the thing, so this program, and I don't think anybody needs to spend, well, me personally, I don't think you have to spend 30 days actually doing all the things, but I think you can watch all her videos. And but she teaches something she calls the carefully crafted and managed to-do list, or something like that. I can't, I have it, I tweeted it out a little while ago. But she, it's really a powerful way of helping you to look at how you spend your time and what your real priorities are, in all areas of life. So not just, work, but your health and finances and everything. And then how you can set goals and work daily toward your priorities in a powerful way. And it's probably the person that turned me on to it is somebody that I watched her kind of do this interesting rise, and that was Zerlina Maxwell, actually. So yeah, I was watching Zerlina, and this is before she started, becoming a television contributor on, networks, and before we started seeing her articles all over the internet. I just used to follow her on Twitter all the time, and she would engage with all the big media icons, et cetera. And then one day she tweeted this list of goals, and I was like, wow, those are some interesting goals, and they were pretty big goals. And the next thing I know, I mean, less than a month later, it seemed, I started to see her be very visible, and I started to see her always tweet out, oh, hey, I'm about to be on Fox News, or hey, I'm about to be on MSNBC, and hey, I have an article coming out. So all these things she was doing were all the things that were on her list. And so I'm like, well, what is it that you're doing? And so that's when she told me about this program, Shailene Johnson's Push. So I subscribed to it, and I saw, what the method behind the madness was. And anyway, it's an awesome program. I'm starting over now just to kind of get back into the habit of what she her hallmark about this to-do list. But it helps you to really feel productive because you are moving toward the things that are very important to you, and it helps you to prioritize things.
Okay, I
It's real
want to do it.
simple.
You got me hooked now.
Right,
Now,
I know.
can you be my accountability partner? You know what? Not you. Smart, because Smart's a bully, bigger bully than you.
Oh,
It's
Smart
probably true.
It is.
It's
Don't act
Yeah,
like you're
just
not.
yeah, check them out. And after you get the first one, once you know how to log in, you don't have to wait until day two, day three, day four. You'll have access to all the videos. So you can kind of just,
Well,
you can kind of watch them. But yeah, the process is still awesome though.
okay,
On
yeah, I'm
a
gonna do
personal
it, Smart.
note, I'd like to defend myself. I am not a bully. I am an action item monitor.
Taskmaster.
Task mistress. Yeah,
Task dominatrix.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. Dominatrix. That's what I really wanted to say. Yes, that's it.
Okay, I mean, that's what
Because
I'm
I
gonna
picture
be
her in a
tomorrow.
whip and her garter belt.
Right. That's what you need to be next Halloween is task dominatrix and have like a long list of to-do things and a whip. Yes.
Yes,
Okay,
I'm
let's get back on topic, lady.
Oh, me. Okay, I'm ready. So back to y'all.
No, I was actually gonna say that's what, friend of the show, Mr. Johnson did. I mean, we would talk, about his different goals of being a writer and everything. He literally did that.
He did.
So I just, you know what though? Every day I wanna, this is, I kinda like wanna do different things while it's all under the umbrella of creativity. I just, yeah, I wouldn't just be able to say like, oh, I wanna be a writer. It would be like, I wanna be a writer and I wanna design the covers for anything that I produce. And then I wanna, yeah.
Yeah, my vision is broad, so I have to put it into like action items. So,
Well,
yeah.
so Smart, you might like skimming the book Renaissance Soul. That was a book that I've read that was helpful. It says a life designed for people who like too many things to choose just one or something like that, you know. But she's basically talking about, you know, that's how some of us are. We just like lots of different things, and that's okay. And how can you kind of build your life like that on purpose? But yeah, I think we should just go for it. When I told one of my friends, you know, he was like, "What do you want to do?" And I told him kind of a list of a few things. He was like, "Oh, your ideas sound varied and fulfilling and fun." And but when I thought about it, they're all things I wanted to do, from either before college or right when I was in college. I had the idea, and then I chose something completely different once I got out. So it's kind of interesting to see me go back to my 20-year-old self and say, "No, those things are still interesting." So, yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll get on that, and I guess we'll have to report back to the people at some point,
Yes.
how we're
After you
doing.
report back to smart. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know how that is. I just like to get things done. In fact, before we started today, I was on a call with somebody, and I was saying how stressful this is me right now. I don't have time to do things in the manner in which I would like to do them. And so sometimes that's just like, I don't like dust. I have allergies. It's bad enough I have carpet. I don't like to walk past and run my finger across anything with dust in my house. Now, I don't expect other people to live that way. I don't expect to go to anybody else's house that way. I've been told many times that my guest room in particular does look like a hotel room, but I mean, I like, for me, calming is order in my home. And when I don't have that because of like now my long commute in this latest job, it just throws my whole shit off. And he could not understand that for shit in the world. Like, it was just like,
He couldn't understand what that
is
you
that it
weren't.
throws my whole thing off. Like not having this level of organization.
Oh, the organization. Yeah, I could
Not having the
totally see that
time to do
throwing
it.
you out. Yeah.
So it's just really not only, thinking about what you like to do, but thinking about how you like to do it and what you need in addition to be, comfortable or, gleeful, bliss, to follow your bliss. And I need time, personal time to do with what I want, much of which is like, making pillows and shit like that. But whatever, I still want to do it on my time and keep a clean house. Which, to be fair, people, it's not like my house is filthy. It's just a certain thing, certain ways I like. Like, I don't like picture frames. I mean, I'm not that tall, so I don't necessarily walk past like I have pictures of me and my brother from when we were little hanging on the wall. I don't want to walk past there, rub my finger across the top, and feel dust. That's not, That's just unsettling. But I don't have time.
I just thought about the scene from, there was a scene of Being Mary Jane.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
I'm
This ain't how we build a black nation.
Do it. Do
you
it.
know, and
Do
everybody
it.
knows those I Am Mary Jane videos.
Oh, goodness. Never mind. I take it back.
No, don't do it.
I'm not. I'm already mad. It's coming on. Oh, smart. You know what? It's coming on at 11 next week too.
Oh, wow.
So I don't. And you know, I was talking about the reason that they pushed
Did
it
it
back
do
was
any?
because of a movie. It's Madea's family reunion,
Oh, shit.
right? That started at 8:30, so that's why they have to have it come on at 11. But then I was looking at next week, and next week it comes on at 11. So I don't know what they're trying to do with the show. I don't understand their mind.
Wow. Is it getting low viewership this year?
No, it's
No.
not. I mean, it just can't. This is only the second week.
I think it's because it has some very adult themes, and the religious people who, are the BET, well, some of the BET core audience, I don't know that they like the things that it talks about.
Last week's episode was bomb.
Yeah.
Buddha, I know you're done with Mary Jane, but I really felt like you would have enjoyed last week.
Well, I said I was gonna watch it and probably listen. Yeah, in fact, I didn't finish listening to the episode yet, but I heard you say that the curiosity would get me. But I still plan to watch it, so I'll check it out. I still have not watched them, but I will.
Last week was almost like they just called in some new writers. Some writers who were like, we're hungry, we got student loans to pay, and we want to keep this show on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
They
yeah.
did that. I mean, they really did that. And like, Booty, you said you hadn't heard the show yet, but what I think Smart would agree is that Mary Jane has not done anything level 12-ish.
No, it's scary.
And in some very high-key stressful situations, she has made some very good emotional decisions. And I'm afraid because
Yeah,
I am agreeing with her and taking up for her.
right. We can't get too comfortable. We can't let her lull us into a false sense of Mary Jane security.
Right. If she brings home
Then
an animal this season, I mean this episode, then I'll get, then I'll be on pins and needles. But she, yeah, I'm actually, I said it's like watching somebody and cheering for them, wanting them to grow, and then you actually see it. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not willing to like write a love song yet.
Didn't say I'd want her to be my friend and she'd be in my bestie or whatever, but I'm like, good deal. That was cool. Yeah.
Well, you can have that.
But I just don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand the 11 o'clock thing. Like, my goal was to stay up tonight and live tweet. And I really feel like they intentionally, did that so I would have to get some rest.
They heard about us. They heard.
Right.
That's all it is. But I didn't. When you told me that, I didn't know that Tyler Perry could even have anything on any other station because I thought Oprah had owned his soul outright.
Well, I guess maybe because these are old things, because it is,
Oh.
it's Madea's family reunion. Like, I was like, really? You just pushed Mary Jane back for Madea's family reunion. So.
Oh well. I don't know. We had I'm trying to look because people we had talked about what we were going to talk about, and then I don't know that I remember, so I'm scroll. Oh, girls,
Uh-oh.
this bitch Rachel Dolezal,
Oh, you
and
did want to talk about that.
I'm gonna blame Reggie as an R to the edgy and Nick Jew for this bullshit
Uh-oh.
because I wouldn't have even heard any part of this interview if not for them playing it on their damn podcast. That broad is crazy, and Tamar and the other what's the other girl? God, her name starts with an N, maybe. Oh God, what is her? Oh, Lonnie Love on the Read Real trip. Some though, wait, on the real, they were not here for it, and I was happy that they weren't
Good.
because everybody else seemed to tiptoe around this crazy bitch.
So they didn't Melissa Harris Perry through
No, they did not Melissa Harris Perry, and neither did the little mixed girl, the little twin. She didn't either. Oh, I didn't hear the whole interview because thankfully they cut that shit off. But that bitch is like, she really is unapologetically a filthy freaking liar. Like and the thing is that they like pressed on like, okay, so when did you decide you was gonna be black? And then somebody, one of them asked the question, so. If the question had been asked when you applied to Howard, what your race was, what would you have put? She said, well, that question wasn't on the application. They were like, yeah. So what would you
Yeah,
have
that's not the question I asked,
put?
bitch.
Thank
Answer
you.
the question.
And then somewhere else I had saw that she is pregnant. And let me just say this. Everybody always want to talk about women making bad baby daddy decisions. But whatever man, black, white, or other, who had unprotected sex with this crazy bitch? Why would you trust her to raise your damn kids?
Well, the dude that she had the other children for, remember he made the YouTube video?
Right, but that was before she lied about
He
being.
knew.
Well,
He
no,
knew.
but that's like she lied about being racially.
He met her family. He knew she was crazy as a
No. I'm
baby.
talking about the lie about being threatened, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
She, I mean, she,
Still, pebbles before the brick gets killed. I mean, the brick gets killed. Like, you meet her parents
but
and you see them, and then she comes home with a twist out.
yeah, so
Mm-hmm.
as I've said many times before, I don't give awards or even accept yo little piss aunt. Your time masquerading as me and doing a
I'm
profile.
surprised that she actually agreed to that interview because at the time that all this went down, remember she was dictating how she was going to be interviewed. That's why she agreed to the MHP thing.
Well, at one point, Lonnie Love actually said, well, look, you in my house now.
Good.
I saw a couple minutes of it. She sure did.
And it's the right thing to do, because you can't, now you might be able to play that with some other people, but you know, it's a new day. And we not here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, my question is, why is she on TV? Does she have a book coming out? Like, why is she trying to reinvent herself right now?
I don't know. I don't, you know, she ain't running for office.
Right.
So I mean, maybe she does have a book coming out, but that's a book I won't buy. That's what I do know, because she doesn't have any excuse. So that is my, issue, but that was my main annoyance. And again, I blame Nick Jew and Reggie, because I wouldn't have known.
And Reggie, don't forget the R to the edge.
I said, yeah, Nick Jew and Reggie, because I wouldn't have known. I would have continued my life of bliss. Shoot. Anyway, so y'all may be able to hear me like stitching over here. I'm like, I had to put like, I'm just over here talking like we not recording.
Gluten-free beer is now all gone. That was my first gluten-free.
That's just fucking ridiculous. Why don't you just have a non-alcoholic beer for that? I mean,
I saw it and I had a friend of mine who only drinks gluten-free beer now. I just don't understand it. So I said, let me see what this is like. But it's actually pretty good. It was Red Bridge. Pretty damn good. Anheuser-Busch.
Are you serious? Anheuser-Busch has a gluten-free? I wouldn't trust that girl. It ain't gluten-free.
Y'all are a mess.
Let me see. Is anybody else scrolling up on this thread we have here?
What our WhatsApp?
Because I know we had talked about some stuff. Where did I get this from? I don't know.
Oh, you want to talk about the mental health thing?
Oh, yeah. So the question came up. So, Joe, tell the story how this came up.
Okay. So it actually kind of ties back to the being Mary Jane thing, too, because, you know, we were talking on the last show with the summary recap about mental health, Black women, the Black community, you know, thing or whatever. And I wrote a post on my site kind of just because it didn't really hit me until I was like, rewatching Mary Jane's Eulogy for Lisa, where she was talking about that "Are you okay?" question that nobody ever wants to really answer, honestly. So anyway, on a message board that I frequent, they have They have a mental health care forum, and somebody posted the article, "The New Face of Depression is the Strong Black Woman." And so it ended up, let me see if I can pull up this article. Ah, yes, here it is. It says, "There are countless myths and stigmas that surround depression in the Black community, particularly Black women. The myths surrounding the strong Black woman, in quotation marks, can create needless pain and confusion and can ultimately keep people from getting proper treatment." And we talked about that in the last episode, talking about how, you know, in our community, that whole thinking the Black woman is strong and can handle everything is sometimes one of our, you know, biggest enemies or whatever. And it says the following statements reflect some common misconceptions about African Americans and depression. If our people could make it through slavery, we can make it through anything. Or when a Black woman suffers from a mental disorder, the opinion is that she's weak, and weakness in Black women is intolerable. You should take your troubles to Jesus, not some stranger or psychiatrist. Or you're too strong of a Black woman to be feeling this way. Get over yourself. And of course, they talk about the truth is people with depression just can't snap out of it. So that was the gist of the article. But what was interesting was the responses in the thread, some of which were people saying that, you know, people talking about their experiences with therapists and, you know, whatever. But a couple of the people were basically advising women not to seek help, to talk to a trusted friend as opposed to going to a professional. Even somebody came in talking about, well, that could prevent you from getting jobs because, people will do a background check on you and find out that you're seeing, someone. That's actually what I was, kind of our conversation started from, was just this person spreading, well, not just this person, because it was multiple people spreading misinformation and kind of doing the exact same thing that the article was talking about. If depression in the black in black women is happening, and you have people telling women not to get help when they truly need it. And then when you think about, when we go back and think about, because you just spoiler alert, Luda, Lisa killed herself. So when we go back to season one, episode one of Being Mary Jane, she Lisa had just had a suicide attempt, and Mary Jane had just gone to the house and really didn't kind of push her into, getting help for it. She covered it up, took care of her or whatever, but ultimately left her to her own devices and kind of, made excuses for the behavior. So anyway, that was the gist of that.
Well, I think I mean, obviously depression is certainly horrible, but I think even more horrible is when people speak like they know what the hell they're talking about and haven't even bothered to consult Google. Because the whole idea that if you seek therapy, you will like not get a job is not correct, because that doesn't and I think I sent the link out to you guys, isn't something that is checked in the customary background search. What you may be more concerned about is drinking and driving, because many companies do check, even if you're not driving, your driving record. So when people are doing that, I mean, and you see this, I mean, I've seen this so many, there's certain people on Twitter, particularly them extra popular Twitter niggas, who stay giving out misinformation. In fact, somebody a couple days ago, somebody tweeted something and it was disgusting, but they were talking about vaginal mucus. And this person didn't know vaginal mucus gets thicker during
During
ovulation.
ovulation,
And it's like,
right?
oh, something's wrong with that girl, blah, 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 blah. No, sweetie, that's so that the sperm can stick and
And
get up in there good.
right.
And this was somebody who, you got a kid. You probably might know Google. So overall, outside of just the idea of strong black woman, it is this whole misinformation bullshit. And people being so confident in their misinformation.
That's the thing that gets me, is when people are so they come in like they're the expert, and then you're the, and I'm putting expert in quotes, telling somebody not to talk to an expert. An expert.
Yeah, or I mean, and the other one is the people, well, I got a degree in sociology. Bitch, okay. You ain't actually spoken to this person who you telling online what they need to do with their life. You know, so like stop. Like
Potentially endangering their life.
well, t speak on it. Speak on it. And then you'll be sitting there looking stupid if you catch a lawsuit or something. Anyway, I'm sorry, that's my own personal. I just been re be reading people's stupid shit. I'm sorry, anyway.
But one of the things they did talk about is somebody came in with the voice of reason, or whatever. And one of the things they were talking about was, finding a therapist, or if it's a psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever, it's not just a one-stop shop. Like, there are things that you need to look for beyond just insurance. Of course, insurance is a factor, but everybody's not going to have the same experience with one particular type of counseling. So you have to find somebody that, first of all, you vibe with. And one of the problems that somebody brought up, which is true, is trying to find, especially for black women, black female psychiatrists and psychologists, because sometimes our experiences can be such where we don't feel comfortable talking to other people about things that we're going through. So, and I remember that conversation coming up. I want to say it came up on Facebook years ago, and somebody posted a list of resources or cited an article where you could find like a database of Black female psychologists in certain areas that you could, you know, reach out to. So I'm gonna try to find that, because I do think that our mental health is not just our physical health or whatever, because we talk a lot about exercise and run, Black girl run, and you know, all this stuff, but we rarely talk about the mental health aspect. That was one of the things that I wrote about in my blog, is that most of my friends have experienced some type of traumatic experience in their lifetimes. And we always talk about our survival tactics, or, you know, we seem to be okay on the inside, but I really can only count on maybe one hand how many of us have actually gotten professional counseling for things that have happened in our past. So, you know, that is one of the things I am going to look for, try to see if I can find that database.
And I just want to go back to something you said about, you know, on the thread, they were talking about going to your church or whatever. I do recall, I don't know how it is at various churches, whatever, but I recall when I was getting my master's in counseling psych that we did have a pastor in our program. He said that he didn't feel comfortable with the stuff that people, you know, they were bringing to him, so he wanted to prepare. He wanted to know what the hell he was talking about. And so if you do have a pastor that you are really, really, you know, feeling, you know, want to really go, or if that's something, you know, you want to stay in the religious arena, try and find someone who knows what they're doing.
Right, because I have considered it at one point, and that's, for me, that would be something that I would look for specifically too, is somebody who tied in spiritual techniques along with tried and true practice. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that is something that you know, a lot of in a lot of churches, they will have outreach organizations where they will talk about, this person has a degree in theology or pastoral counseling or whatever, and counseling psychology, or you know, whatever. It's the two things can coexist.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because somebody just tweeted that today. I just saw it and I just found it again. And he was like, also, guys, counseling is a serious business. Don't misrepresent yourselves. If you are a quote Christian counselor, you need to have credentials. So I don't know why that popped up, but it's right in line with what y'all are saying. So
because Shay B out there talking about,
oh goodness, don't look, listen, what is it?
I'm not saying the name like Beetlejuice.
Don't say his name.
He don't follow the podcast.
Yeah.
No, we don't need that here. I mean, and the thing is like, I know, at least for me, I'll engage with some people as long as they're reasonable. But then there are some people like him that it's just it's unreasonable. A lot of it's unreasonable, and it just doesn't come from a good place.
Right. Exactly. You know, that's the thing. I can have conversations with people that I don't share beliefs with, because I like to talk to people. I like to learn new things. I like to get inside people's heads and know why they think that the way that they do. And sometimes I may learn something, but if it's not coming from a good place, that conversation is not going to be productive for me. So I'm, you know, abort mission. Nope.
Yeah, there's that. Oh, lastly, speaking of him, so I don't know if you guys saw this on the interwebs where, you know, Halle Berry had, you know, was getting a divorce or got a divorce, whatever, another one. And people were like, oh, she can't keep a man. And then somebody pointed out, yeah, but Steve Harvey can do the same thing. And he writes a book. Like, he writes books and becomes a bestseller.
Hello. Like, give advice. Give advice.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so I just wanted to.
Did you see her sassy-ass ex-husbands?
Yes, I did.
Link up.
Yeah.
Like bitches in the salon, like
David Justice,
yes, and Eric Benet. Ooh, girl, you seen the new tea? You seen what's going on with Halle? Where you now? Oh
goodness!
Right.
Oh, yeah. I saw somebody tweet about Halle right before we started taping the show, but I didn't realize.
And can I just say this? I'm just gonna interrupt and say this. You know, everybody's always using Halle as the example about pretty women not being the be all end of, because they always end up calling her crazy. And I don't know Halle, so I don't know whether she's crazy or not. But the one thing that I can see from looking at her relationships is that she's not choosing good people for her.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean that she's crazy. Men do that shit all the time.
All the time.
And then being able to leave. If I'm not mistaken, she's the one that's gotten out of the situation. So should she stay and be miserable? Like,
I
what
mean, you're the
the
same person who's gotten beat by at least two of her
hell?
exes and lost her
Right.
hearing in one ear and all this other kind of stuff.
But y'all, the answer is yes, she is supposed to stay because she should be so thankful that she's one pretty and two got a man.
And can keep a man, because that's the whole thing. And I'm like, really? I mean, because I keep talking about, well, she can't keep a man. Is that, I mean, like, are you supposed to keep a man and be miserable?
No.
Yes.
Come on
But
now,
you brought up a good point. Steve Harvey can do that shit, and women will flock and buy a book by him and look at him as a relationship guru.
And men will quote him as though he's a relationship coach and then quote him to the women they're trying to date for submission. Yeah.
Then
But
those
Steve
same
ain't
guys
crazy.
will turn around if they have daughters or nieces or sisters and tell them not to follow those instructions in that book. And every time somebody does that, whether it is, and I think I did this back when I blogged, whether it's saying, oh, women, you all should go out and have one night stands. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but they think something is wrong with it because when you turn around and ask their asses, are you telling your daughter to do that? Oh, no. Okay, so you only want women to behave in this way because you believe it's going to benefit you. But when it's time for your daughter to behave that way, it's oh no.
She can't.
Right, she can't.
And
So
it's okay for you to be community penis.
right.
Then, you have enough esteem about yourself to go out and quote unquote get a good girl, that you're the catch.
Right.
So, yeah, kiss my ass with that shit. Like, I don't know Hallie, and I'm not a Hallie stan. I don't give a fuck about Hallie. But I get so aggravated when people use her for the pretty argument, like, looks aren't everything. Look at Halle Berry, she can't keep a man. Or, I just watched her ex-husband, like, bitch up on social media.
Hey yo,
Yeah.
he's
I just saw a
old.
couple of those tweets. He looks like a teenage girl.
Like
Look,
seriously,
and I
old
know because
cats
I live with
not
one, so I know what they're like.
old cats, y'all, are not supposed to do that.
No, like, come on.
But he got his tweets off, I suppose, and then the other one
Sure.
piled on, and it's just a mess. They all look ridiculous. Let
They
that
got
woman.
called out on it, which I was actually pleased to see some guys actually call them. The women, of course, were like, really? But I did see some guys call them out, whatever. But it just looked like the whole ashy sassy, Twitter nigga stuff, where they always end with the hashtag salute. They just looked like they could have just joined right on in, with those dudes.
It's
But
just
of
low
course,
class. I
right.
mean,
But of
you don't
course,
have to say anything.
Hallie was supposed to try to keep both of those dudes, right? Like, that would be the sign of success if she kept both of them ashy ass niggas.
And
No.
they're already showing their low class. I mean, come on,
Right.
you get you you
And
already
Hallie ain't said shit about them. Like, she's going through her, like, she's
doing
studying
her
them.
own,
Like,
living
really?
her
David
own
fucking
life.
Justice, are you kidding me? Like,
And not only that, I mean, she, I believe, I mean, David Justice probably had to find a microphone. I'm sorry, he did it on Twitter. So, I mean, Hallie, I guess if she wanted to, she certainly could sell her story to, many magazines. I mean, this is really, she don't need this as a come up. He does. Let's just say that.
Right. Ain't nobody talk about Eric Benet. Like, ain't
Nobody.
nobody talking about neither one of them niggas. Like, Hallie is the one in the head. Matter of fact, every dude she dates, she's the one that's still in the headlines. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're basically Mr. Halle Berry.
But maybe that's
And have we heard from Christopher Williams since he was king?
Christopher Williams. He was on one of those reality shows looking bad. Wasn't that
Y'all doing too much.
But no, what that was him, right? Face
Who
looked like
knows? Looking like he had some hard times with some
he
hard
had
dreads.
hard times, been rolled hard and put away wet.
Oh my God.
You never heard that term before about horses.
Oh gosh.
Okay, well, I'm just
Good.
gonna
On
watch
that note, look,
it.
it's past my bedtime.
It is. It sure is. Past mine as well. So anyway, ladies, tell the party people where they can find y'all. All y'all cheers. Go ahead.
I'll go so y'all can catch me on Twitter. I'm at NDCHARP, like the instrument, NDC Harp. And on my blog at cocostudio.com, COCO Studio singular, cocostudio.com. And just a quick shout out really to all the women who, and really everybody, but to the women who are making moves, doing what they feel led to do whatever that is. So divorce a Negro that is not the right one for you. Leave your job or go for a promotion or
Cut your
reinvent
hair.
yourself or whatever it is. So, just be you and be true to yourself, to the degree that you can in the situation where you are, or transform a situation or leave if you can. But shout out to the people who are ready to do it and make it happen. So, what about y'all?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at SOJOXOXO, and my website is sojoxo.me. That's SOJOXO.ME. My cheers for this week. Well, hell, speaking of Halle Berry, ironically, my cheers for this week is to Doris Payne, the 85-year-old jewel
Oh,
thief.
goodness. No, you did not go nowhere. You didn't do that.
Who recently was captured again in the Atlanta area, however, and she was supposed to be extradited back to Charlotte for stealing a $30,000 ring, but Charlotte chose not to extradite her, so she had actually gotten picked up in Atlanta for stealing, I think, $690 worth of jewelry. But this weekend, Miss Smart and I watched the Netflix documentary about Doris Payne and Buddha.
You have to watch it.
You have to. It is pure
That woman is
delightfulness.
delightful.
Like, it's not just her, her best friend, rest in peace, Miss Jean Herbert, you're my cheers too. Like, those two ladies, like this docu, y'all, if you have not seen this on Netflix, Doris Payne, career jewel thief since she was a little girl. I mean, but it's not just that. Like, her story is so interesting. Her spirit is so interesting. She was the definition of having lived. I mean, I know she did, bad shit or whatever, but I was telling you guys in WhatsApp, once she gets to the pearly gates and Peter got to figure out whether or not he's gonna let her into heaven or send her into hell, he's gonna let her into heaven because he's gonna want to see her retell those tales of her escapades because she lights up when she tells them. So I was looking her up. Her stuff for the Fulton County Jail, because I was gonna maybe try to put some on her commissary or something, but she has already been released. But I did want to dedicate my cheers to her. And Halle Berry was supposed to actually play her in a movie about her life. I don't know whatever happened to that movie or the script, but I do hope that her story goes to the big screen. So
Maybe I'll write it. I'm getting back
you
into
should, you
getting
should.
back into my belief, interest in television and film. So we'll
Then how
see.
about you start by checking out that documentary?
And let's keep it real. I mean, many of white people who have done heinous crimes and whatnot, sheriffs ain't even hella heinous. And ain't nobody,
And nobody die.
ain't nobody die.
And that one white lady that was talking about, she was the victim or whatever, because she got put on probation at the jewelry store or whatever. Bitch, didn't nobody tell you to walk away from her?
Nobody.
And don't walk away without recounting your merchandise. Like, that's
Y'all
your
do
fault.
too.
Shit, take some personal responsibility for that shit. Don't
Don't
be blaming Miss
y'all.
Doris for that shit.
Right. I mean, that's 100 right there. Do your damn job.
But I mean, I Smart, I knew you were gonna love it like I did when she had those leopard print slippers on in the car. Like, yes, she was everything. But anyway, that's my cheers and stuff.
Well, I don't have cheers, but you can find me on what is it called on the Twitter at think_P_smart. I usually tweet like The Walking Dead and a couple of other shows. You can find us collectively at Whiskey Wine Moon on Twitter. You can find us on Stitcher, Podomatic. You can also go to our website, Whiskey Wine and Moonshine. Don't forget to give us 5-star reviews. And don't forget to share our episodes on your Facebook feeds and your Twitter feeds. And
Yes.
with that one coworker who you order soul food with, and y'all go off in the storeroom and y'all got a table set up so can't nobody smell y'all greens, feel free to share it with that person as well. Okay?
That was an action item for Miss Smart. She will follow up. She will follow up with you all. So just so you know.
I do gotta reach out to Will. I mean, I'm Wim and I'm Rich.
Women, Rich.
You too.
Oh my goodness. So the funny thing is that my computer has gone to, like, I don't know, sleep or whatever. So I gotta put in my password in order for me to, like, stop this. But I hope I put it in right. Y'all know, because on Apple, it just goes off, like, kind of quickly because I'm not plugged up. So anyway, ladies, let's do it one more time. What do we gotta say? Cheers.
Cheers.
We be
business.